Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The show, though, a little different talking stadium. Yesterday, towards the end of the show, a couple different new pieces of information, at least reports, right? And anytime there's new reports, we'll bring it to you and we'll discuss it, give our opinion. I'm not saying these reports are fake. I'm not saying that they are 100% accurate. I do not know. They are not our reports. But there was a couple of them yesterday that are intriguing because we are inside of a week till the Starbond deadline. I understand on the Kansas side it can be extended, but next Monday is June 30th. That would be the final day based on how it currently sits for those star bonds. So this time next week, theoretically, the bonds would expire unless we get an extension announcement. There was a report yesterday from KCMO Talk Radio that said the Chiefs, according to their sources, had canceled five real estate contracts in Kansas, which people have said, all right, well, then maybe that means that they are staying at Arrowhead. And I totally get why people would put two and two together if, in fact, that is true. It went on to say in that same report over at KCMO Talk Radio that they asked their source what they think will ultimately happen. And that source told them they believe the Royals are headed to the Legends in KCK. And the thought process there is that they can't win a vote in Missouri. And then it went on to say that the Chiefs believe Jackson County would actually vote in their favor. And that is where we are currently at. That's just a report that is out there. I'm just throwing it out there at this point in time. I thought a couple things were interesting with that. Number one, the idea that the Royals want to go to the Legends doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't. Think about what, going back to the very beginning. One, we know downtown baseball is ultimately what they said they wanted. And I understand as financial mechanisms of funding change, sometimes you have to pivot. So that's where the even 119th and Nall or 117th and Nall site has come into play. Totally get that. But the Royals wanted downtown baseball, and I would argue still want downtown baseball. We'll see if they can actually make that happen. Tell me how the Legends makes any sense, though, for the Royals. Because the difference for the Royals versus Chiefs and the Legends is you're talking about 80 nights, including Tuesdays and Wednesdays, versus 8 games at home plus playoffs on Sunday. People are willing to travel. You have the tailgating. You don't have to have you don't worry about the proximity to your base or anything like that as much for football as you do for Royals. You either go downtown where there's, you know, potentially more opportunities on day games and weekday games because people are working downtown and you say, all right, we're in the area kind of thing, or I'm getting off of work, or I'm taking a client to a game. We're all right there. That makes sense. Or, you know, the Johnson County side, obviously, to a certain extent, you could argue makes sense because a majority of their season ticket holder base is in Johnson County. And you are looking at potentially trying to get families to go out to games on weeknights. Are they more likely to go to Raytown, to downtown, Johnson County, or the Legends? And I would say the Legends would be no different than folks that are or not going maybe to Raytown. And I know there's more around the Legends, but in terms of travel for me, I can just tell you, like, driving to the current Truman Sports Complex and going to the Legends is basically the same drive for me. It doesn't change, like, it doesn't change anything for me. And I live obviously in the Overland Park area. So I just don't believe that the Royals are seriously considering the Legends site. Tell me if you disagree, and you guys let me know on the text line. I don't know why that would make any sense for the Royals.
Well, it's worked out unless you're looking at that area and I think, okay. I mean, it's doing okay. I wouldn't say it's, you know, overwhelmingly doing great in that area. It's a nice area. I mean, it's a really nice area. A lot of development there with new neighborhoods around there from there to through Baser and everything else that's really ignited there. Speedway's out there. You got the casino out there, Hollywood Casino. It's doing well. And, of course, you got sporting out there. Would the Royals go there? Well, you'd be close to your Johnson County base. I get that. and you're Northland based because it's not far to go to Legends if you live in Northland. I live up by the airport, so 15 minutes to Legends. Not bad at all. Missouri made a hard pitch to keep him here, and it's kind of where they've been. I do think that they would stay here or go downtown before that. The Jackson County thing, that might be a pipe dream at this point. I do believe that they would pass Chiefs only.
Yeah, I don't like, think the Royals. I think that's 100% correct.
They will pass Chiefs only.
I think it's 100% correct that the Royals cannot afford a public vote and will not go down that path. I think the only way the Royals go anywhere is if a public vote is not required. I 100% think that's been kind of common thought at this point in time.
Here's the thing, Gold, and this is why I think it stands a chance to pass now, because I think people got that reality check. Because when it first came out, you know, people were still pissed about the property taxes in Jackson County being raised. They were, you know, upset with that and didn't put two and two together that, guess what, everybody in the city that stops in Jackson County pays that at the pump. So we all pay it in Jackson County. They didn't realize that. And that 1%. And they realized, man, that 1%, was there anybody that sings a concert there, anybody that plays at Arrowhead Stadium, including the Chiefs, or if the Yankees come to town, you're getting 1% of the salaries. Where's that money coming from? And I think that was a reality check for them. Because no one really brought that up. Like, where are you going to recoup this money? But now they know. And now they know that, you know, the Royals couldn't, the Chiefs could leave. They did, I don't think they thought that would happen, but I think as soon as it didn't pass and all of a sudden you hear, you know, they get Royals getting calls from Nashville or Salt Lake City or whatever, even though they're not going there.
Yeah.
But I think the reality of they could go to Kansas. I think the reality for people in Jackson County thinking, all right, you have a team that won a world championship in baseball in 15. You got three Super Bowls they've won, well, four, if you go back to the first Super Bowl for the Chiefs, but three recently from the Chiefs. And those four championships, you're thinking, they're in your county. You know how hard that is bringing to your county in the first place? You have them. But all of a sudden, I mean, take Nashville and all those other areas out of the equation, but when you start hearing north of the river, like in Clay County, you start hearing Johnson County, and you start saying, you know what, this is realistic now. This is realistic that they probably will leave Jackson County. When they had their opportunity to keep them, that's why I think the reality is sunk in with people that, hey, we got another chance here. Let's make sure they stay in Kansas City.
Yeah, but
in Jackson.
I don't think that applies to the Royals, though. I do not think the voters in Jackson County would give the Royals what they would want on a public vote. No, I think there was no chance that the Royals go to a public vote. So that either means go to Kansas or it means that they have worked out something with Casey Moe, which gets me to another report yesterday from Jonathan Katz over at Fox 4, who's done a great job covering this over the last couple of years. We've had him on the show and he's been on the station multiple times throughout this entire process as it's dragged on from year after year now. And he spoke to a few leaders in Casey Moe who once again, and, you know, ensured, if you will, that a vote would not be required for the Royals stadium if, in fact, it got to that point in time. Also said that they do not have to have a proposal by June 30th because we've all talked about June 30th is the Kansas Star Bond deadline. So the thought was that, hey, you got to have this proposal if you're Missouri and Casey Moe with the Royals and everything by then. Otherwise, they're going to go to Kansas. This report kind of disputes that. It also does say in the same story that the site there, Washington Square Park, that according to Kevin O'Neill in this story, he's the councilman in Port Casey vice chair. He says that architects have done their due diligence and the footprint of a ballpark can fit in that Washington Square Park area. Because remember, some people said, hey, can you actually fit a ballpark there? And that's that site right by, I guess it'd be to the east of Union Station there. So I find all this very interesting. I do think hopefully next week we have some clarity on it. I don't know if I buy the Royals to the Legends part of it as much as I would if you told me the Chiefs would end up at the Legends. Although that report from KCMO Talk Radio yesterday about the Chiefs land contracts, I mean, I do think that is fairly telling that why would you cancel those contracts if you were planning on going to the Kansas side? So the Chiefs,
you would not have canceled
the Chiefs renovating Arrowhead, I would agree that seems more and more likely day by day. But that will require a public vote. I think the Chiefs can get the public vote, though. I think fans and residents, voters in Jackson County are way more likely to do a Chiefs-only project and financing than they ever would be for the Royals. I just think it's the Hunt family has been here for much, much longer. The Chiefs obviously have had way more success. All of that goes into it. There's, for whatever reason, people have not felt the same way about John Sherman, even though I think time and time again he has shown with how he's invested in this team, how he's engaged with the community, that he is about keeping this team in Kansas City and making sure that it's stable and all this. But for whatever reason, that hasn't translated as well as I think they would have liked, clearly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just want to hurry up and get it done.
Well, sure.
And hopefully the Chiefs would go in, you know, full bore on this. This is what we want to do. Like, really nice renderings. You know, this is exactly what we want to do. But I know deep down that they want all that stuff, though. They've always been enamored with SoFi and, you know, everything around that stadium and the other ways you can make revenue now because things are different. It's about hotels. It's about restaurants. It's about bars. Even if you're not going to be downtown, which Chiefs never would be, right. Still tailgate and everything else, but there'd be a lot more room out there. They'd have a ton more room out there if they were the only show in town and they're in the Royals built downtown or somewhere else, which is probably what's going to happen. So they'd have that whole parking lot space there anyway, actually be a lot more open for tailgating, even better than it is now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.